The Millennium Stadium has been full on many occasions and I've been proud to be here, but I think this is going to be a very, very special occasion. I've covered 9 World Cups, 9 European Championships, but I tell you what, covering the Olympic Games has got a stardust, a charisma that I've never, ever experienced.
Veteran commentator Christopher Davis is the Olympic News Service's team leader for football.
With the very first action of the 2012 Olympics will be in the Millennium Stadium. What a great moment. I can't wait.
It's one of the key moments we're looking at when Ryan Giggs leads Team GB out as captain.
Ryan Giggs has achieved just about everything, but this is something that gives him goose pimples. I've spoken to him, and there is a pride about leading his nation, if you like. And when he walks out for the very first time leading Great Britain, I think there'll be a tear there, and I think it's going to be a wonderful collective goosebump moment.
It's a showpiece stadium. All the national flags already hanging from the roof of the stadium. A can-do city that can deliver major events. Wales is a small country. We are punching well above our weight internationally. Many people come here because they want to replicate it.
Gerry Toms has been the general manager of the Millennium Stadium since before the games were awarded. While the men's Team GB match against Uruguay is a sellout, the number of seats available for some fixtures has been reduced by nearly half due to low sales. I asked Gerry if this disappointed him.
When you think that sort of 8,000 attended the women's FA Cup final, we know we're going to get near to 40,000. So that's pretty good.
With 28 football squads across the men's and women's tournaments, there are more than 600 players and coaches to be catered for. One woman from Treharris has the unique responsibility of ensuring that the teams who visit Wales are well looked after.
My name is Louise Burgess and I'm the regional football manager here for the Millennium Stadium for the Olympics. Each team is different. They've given us different menus. Of course, Ramadan is on during the games. Egypt are coming in to Cardiff for Ramadan. There are certain times throughout the day that they can't eat or drink as part of the religion, and we have to make sure that we're looking after them 24/7 really.
When these athletes leave to go home, are you trying to give them a bit of an imprint of Wales and the UK to remember when they go?
It's not just London, and we are trying to give them a unique Cardiff experience but also the Olympic experience.
So it's a balance between a Britishness and a Welshness.
It would be a shame to come to Cardiff and not experience Wales at the same time, creating that Olympic feel, that Olympic experience. So the athletes are having the same experience as they would do in London and being a part of the greatest show on earth.
The chief executive of the security firm G4S has admitted that the failure to provide enough staff for the Olympics is...
We accept that we underestimated the task. We deeply regret that.
Some senior MPs are asking why the security contractor G4S...
Concerns about the standard of security at Olympic venues have been well documented in recent days, but the Millennium Stadium's internal approach means that they have confidence in their own security plan.
I'm Pete Withers. I'm the venue general manager representing LOCOG. The reassuring thing for me is the fact that we are using the incumbent stewarding operation and the safety officer is from the Millennium Stadium. They are carrying out work as normal.
So when ticket holders arrive, what kind of security procedure can they be expecting?
When they come onto the footprint of the Millennium Stadium, they will have their tickets checked, approach a search line, and that search line encompasses bag searches and a physical pat-down search. Then they will be into the venue and they can go and find their seats.
Vehicle reversing.
The Olympic ring flags hanging from the stadium roof are not the only indication that LOCOG and its regulations have arrived in Cardiff.
Within a 200 metre circumference of the stadium, there is a requirement under the brand protection piece. There's a requirement on them by law to clean that venue, and it can be any level of branding. It does apply to neighbouring venues, so they are in the process of cleaning their venues of any branding.
But stadium manager Gerry Toms insists the process is worthwhile.
With the success of the stadium comes a certain price, and the price of that is inconvenience. The good and the benefit the stadium derives for Wales, I think, outweighs that. It's good for business. To gain something, sometimes you've got to have a bit of pain.
With his children on the terraces, singing with the crowd.
Issues of branding and security aside, the quarter of a million ticket holders heading to Cardiff's Millennium Stadium will be here for the sport. So, one final prediction from veteran commentator Christopher Davis.
If you said to me who's going to win, I'd love to put, I will put Team GB in there, but I think the other semi-finalists, the four I think, will be Brazil, Uruguay and certainly Spain.